It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the Gospel of John, the book of John. In the New Testament, be Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. We're going to read in the 5th chapter. And once again, as we did last time we were together, we're going to read from verse 30 through verse 47. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. And I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write, I'll give you the address once again, Parkview Bible Church. The street address is 18th and Church Street. The box number is 43, zip code is 62341, and of course, Hamilton, Illinois. We love to hear from you, that you're reading your Word, you're studying your Word, you've been saved through maybe your church, maybe through someone that came and shared the gospel with you, or maybe through this program, but we'd love to hear that you're saved and that you're beginning to serve the Lord and search His Word. Please, that you would let us know. Now, I enjoy studying the Word of God. I love reading the Word of God. And now, if you would follow along with me, John chapter 5, verse 30. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I received not the testimony from men, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself, which has sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. Ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think that ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not the honor from men, but I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? Let's begin with a word of prayer before we start today. Father, I ask that you would guide and lead us as we search this precious word once again. I thank you for each opportunity that we have. There are so many folks that need to hear the word of God, and so many folks that need to trust in the Lord Jesus. Father, I ask, I thank you for your Son and for his willingness to come and your willingness, Father, to send him. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that will touch our hearts and will guide and lead us through the Word and will give us great wisdom, Father, in how to walk and talk and act in this world. It's just such a joy to serve you, Lord. Please now that you will guide and lead us, lead those that have not come by faith to you, that's not been saved. Please that you will take your Holy Spirit by the proclaiming of your word this day and bring them unto you. And that they will come by faith and their will turn to your will and they will be saved. Please, Lord, that you do a mighty work today. And please, Lord, that those that do know you and have walked with you, that they will begin to walk closer, that they'll begin to serve you in a stronger and a mightier way, Lord. Please, that you would guide and lead now. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have looked at the proclaiming of witnesses. They're denying, as men deny today, that there is a God. They're denying that Jesus was God, that he had come to seek and to save those that are lost. There's a multitude of people that deny that, but there will be a day. And that day, for those that neglect such a free gift, that day will come at the great white throne judgment. And that day they will stand before a righteous God, and they will desire with everything they have to be able to come to Jesus and to be saved, and not to face the judgment and not to be cast into the lake of fire, but the decision will already be made. Opportunities are going to be closed for them because they have neglected this free gift. Now I ask today that you come to Jesus and you walk after him. And we have here listed some witnesses. Not only did he stand upon his own will and way, but he did have other testimonies, other folks that were a witness for him, and other things that were a witness for him that confirmed that he was who he said he was. And he says he's God. And you know he is. We begin with verse 30, and we found ourselves down through verse 35. And so this was last time. I'd like just to read it once again so that it can refresh your memory. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. We discussed last time we were together, please, that you would seek after the will of God and not after your own will. It's natural for you to desire things for self and to be very prideful and very selfish. But if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, your heart has been changed, because as Nicodemus found, you need to be born again, according to John chapter 3. And John came, a very religious man. He came to Jesus by night and he wanted to know. And he knew that he, as we're going to read here in a few minutes, he was very much aware that he was, he said, a teacher sent from God. But please, that you know him as God. And Nicodemus learned in not too long a time that yes, he is God. I hope today that you recognize that Jesus is God and that you also accept him as your Savior. We continue here in verse 33, ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. And you see, Jesus can say, bear witness unto the truth, because Jesus is the truth. He is the way, and he is the life. Please that you'll come to Jesus. And so when he speaks of the truth there, as John spoke of the truth, that truth speaks of Jesus. And he knew that they had heard John. They had followed after John. He continues to say, the Lord Jesus does in verse 34, but I received not the testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved. The heart of the Lord Jesus and the heart of the God the Father is that you be saved. That you be saved very quickly, that you no longer walk away from this sweet opportunity. Because that opportunity could be ended at any time. He continues in verse 35. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. They followed for a while. Multitudes followed Jesus for a while. But that following kind of come to an end, and they all dispersed and went back to their ways. People do the same thing today. They have a need. Maybe they're hurting. Maybe they've had a tragedy in the family, or a loss of something or somebody. And so it brings them unto the house of God. But then it's not too long that all of a sudden that emergency has seemed to have went away, and then they seem to go away as well. They didn't come to serve God and to praise God. They came for some special reason. And if they would come by faith to Jesus, Jesus would fill and take care of that special purpose or reason or special hurt, whatever it is. But when you come and you come neglecting Jesus, come for selfish reasons, then it's never going to last. So I ask that you come to Jesus. He gives us the witness not only of himself. He says, I bear witness of myself. He says, John the Baptist bore witness of me. And now we come down to verse 36. But I have a greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. So we find now down in verse 36 that there is not only himself, the Lord Jesus, also John the Baptist, but now it says, I have greater witness than that of John for the works which the Father hath given me to finish. Now there were many things that the Lord Jesus did. The Lord Jesus performed miracle after miracle. Many miracles that man could never perform. We have one back earlier in this chapter, and if you would turn your page of your Bible back, why you'll find back in the fifth verse it begins, and a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said to him, Wilt thou be made whole? And the impotent man answered him and said, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on that same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. And he answered them, He that made me whole, the same said to me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said to thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed was not who he was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. But afterwards Jesus found him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. And the man departed, and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him whole. It was Jesus who had made him whole. That was one that we have, that we had just studied, one of the miracles, the great works. I have a greater witness than that of John for the works which the Father hath given me to finish. Jesus didn't heal just this one man. He didn't just heal just a small handful of men. Jesus healed a multitude of people. Hundreds, thousands. As he walked through the streets, he healed the sick. He raised the dead. In John chapter 9, you'll find when we get that far through the study that you'll find that he healed a blind man. And they confirmed that no man can do that. No one has ever done that. Proving that this man, Jesus, is God. But of course we know that there are some works that's to come. And those works will be to go to the cross of Calvary and die on that cross. But there were many, many miracles that were performed. Hundreds, thousands of people were healed and miracles performed by the Lord Jesus. I have a greater witness than that of John for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. The precious word of God. We know that Nicodemus recognized, as we talked earlier, Nicodemus recognized that there was something about this man. And if you look to John chapter 3, John chapter 3 verse 2, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles which thou doest except God be with him. That's already back in the third chapter. Nicodemus had already recognized that there was something very, very special about this man. There was something that he could do that no other man could do. And so Nicodemus, being a religious ruler, yet come to Jesus seeking to know more. And I ask that you do the same. You don't have to understand everything, but if you'll seek to know more, the Lord Jesus will open it unto you, that you may know Him and that you may be saved. If you'll turn to John chapter 20, John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. John chapter 20, beginning with verse 30. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name. Why did He perform miracles? To show without a question that He was God. So we have not only the Lord Jesus Himself. Now, many of the apostles and many of the disciples performed great miracles, but none of them proclaimed that I am God. Jesus did. There is no man that can have the power of God and produce the miracles of God and say that he is God himself, because it won't happen. It cannot come. In order to have the power of God and perform the miracles of God, they had to confess that I am just man. And it's God's power that is flowing and going through me, the reason I can perform this miracle. And I will lift up my hands unto the Lord, and I will glorify the Lord, because He has given me power. But Jesus was God. And so, see, Jesus not only said, I am God, but then He performed the miracles to confirm that He was God. Plus, He has John the Baptist as well, saying, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And so we have the testimony of John the Baptist. We have the testimony of the Lord Jesus Himself saying, I am God, proclaiming that. We have the testimony of the miracles that was performed. And so all these that we have. Now, there we have several confirmed witnesses, don't we? And Jesus says, mine doesn't count, because to be a witness of Himself isn't enough. John the Baptist, that's not really enough, because that's just man. But I have something greater than that. I have the miracles that I've performed. And I'm going to perform the greatest miracle that you've ever witnessed, and that is when I go to the cross of Calvary to take your sin away, to allow you to be saved, to be born again. That's the greatest miracle, that I can bring you back into fellowship with God if you'll just come by faith. And then we go to the next. And as we continue in verse 37, the Father Himself, which has sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard His voice at any time, nor seen His shape. And ye have not His word abiding in you, for whom He hath sent, Him ye believe not. And then it goes to verse 39. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. We have the Father Himself. The Word of God. The Word of the Father. The Father Himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Look at the description here, the explanation here. Ye have neither heard His voice at any time, nor seen His shape. Ye have not His word abiding in you, for whom He hath sent, Him ye believe not. All the words, and if we would read down to keep it all together, down to verse 47, and let me do that just to keep it together for you. Verse 38 now it goes, and ye have not His word abiding in you, for whom He hath sent, Him ye believe not. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And He will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, and ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do ye not think that I will accuse you to my Father? There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? Back to verse 37 again. The written word of God. To believe the word of God, to believe what the Father, through the Son, by the hand of the man, with the Holy Spirit, all three are one, pen the word of God. And all this that has been written, and the Father himself, which has sent me, hath bear witness of me. He has recorded through his word, from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation, the Lord Jesus, his Son. The Father has told us ever so clearly that his Son is coming to seek and to save those that are lost, that we may have fellowship back with the Father. Ye have neither here heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. We haven't. It's his word. And it's the words that he has given us, but we have to learn them and know them through his Son, the Lord Jesus. The words that they knew especially were the words of Moses. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Five books of Moses. They knew those. They knew those very well. They knew the law. And of course, that's where you'll find the law. And so those five books were the books that they really searched. Now, if we will go to 2 Peter chapter 1, you'll find that towards the back of your Bible before the book of Revelation. But not too far before the book of Revelation. You'll have Jude, and then 1st, 2nd, 3rd John will come before, and then you'll find Peter. So if you'll find 2nd Peter, and then you have 1st John, 2nd John, 3rd John, Jude, and Revelation. So if you find 2nd Peter there, chapter 1, 2nd Peter chapter 1, verse 12. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you away always in remembrance of these things. I'm not going to forget to tell you. Though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think to meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this tabernacle, even as the Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The words that were spoken by Moses. What does it say? For the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing the word today? Are you listening to the word? Or are you one of those folks that believe that the word is not, or not totally anyway, the inspired word of God? I know it to be. It is the inspired word of God from cover to cover. Are you one of those that believe that we only need to study the New Testament? We have had folks come to church before, and we study the Old Testament. Right now we have studied on Wednesday night. We have Bible study. And as we study the Word of God, we look for the Lord Jesus in the verses of Scripture of which we're studying. We look always for Jesus, because you'll always find Him. We have studied on Wednesday night Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, and we're part of the way through Judges right now. We have studied those books verse by verse on Wednesday night. We want to know more about Jesus. Now, if you want to know more about Jesus, then why aren't you studying the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John? Why aren't you looking at the book of Acts and Romans? Why would you look back to the Old Testament to know more about Jesus? Because you see, every verse of Scripture speaks of Jesus. The witness that we have by the Word of God. Confirmed here, and that's what happens to man. It said here, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. You need to take the Word of God and believe it. Don't take it to your analyst and let him look at it and ponder over it and figure out that no, this isn't what this says, or yes, this is what it says. People today have changed so much the Word of God, and they've changed it because of their thinking, because of their logic, because of their interpretation. And we look at the Word of God, we proclaim the Word of God, and we say what it says. And it tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Scripture tells us so carefully and so clearly. We have many testimonies here and many witnesses that the Lord Jesus Himself speaks of. So far we have spoken of the testimony of Himself saying, I am God. We have the testimony of the John the Baptist, which is a man, and he says, that's not enough. I have the testimony of the Word. And so we just keep coming through as we look to each one of these testimonies that are given, as we look to the Word of God from the 30th verse down through the end of the chapter 5. But those witnesses, they're all bringing you to one person, and that's to Jesus. Because Jesus is the only way you can get to God the Father. And as we look back and look at this free gift of salvation, and as we look to see and to confirm in 2 Peter that there is no private interpretation, please look to this word and listen to it very carefully as we come to a close. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. There is no difference between the Jew or the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, whosoever is you, my friend. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?